This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Everybody should be wearing masks in public and at the workplace. This is Mike Adams here, pandemic.news update for Saturday, April 4th. And apparently, the CDC is now recommending cloth masks for people, but not medical masks. Save those for the doctors. That's the new recommendation. Now, for months, the CDC has denied that masks even work. And the Surgeon General also said that people should stop buying masks. But what's especially crazy right now is that out of all the countries in the world, America is the only country where the people are rebelling against wearing masks. And it comes from Trump. Trump is leading the mask resistance, which is truly the dumbest thing ever in the middle of a pandemic. Masks stop the spread of the virus. They stop it. And the reason everybody should wear a mask is because asymptomatic carriers who don't even know they have it, when they're wearing a mask and they're talking, they're not spitting out aerosolized particles full of coronavirus. See, the mask doesn't necessarily stop you, a person, from breathing in some infected particle, but it stops the person who's infected from spraying that particle all over the place. Because when you talk, you spray. In fact, even when you say the word spray, you spray. The word spray sprays, which makes it a very congruent word, by the way. So the rest of the world is now looking at America and saying, what's wrong with these Americans? They won't wear masks. And they think that it's a statement of freedom, of rebellion or something, to not wear a mask. Well, I'm here to try to help correct everybody on that. The way to defeat the globalists who release this thing is to wear a mask and defeat it. By stopping the spread and stopping the epidemic, you are defeating the globalists. And the way to stop the spread is to wear a mask. In fact, wearing a mask is a sign of resistance against globalism. That's what people need to understand. Not wearing a mask means you are an obedient sheeple slave to the globalists, because you will likely get infected and then you will be part of the coronavirus, you know, death count or hospitalization crowd, or you're going to be microchipped and have your antibodies tested and all that. If you don't wear a mask, then you're going to be treated like a slave. Wearing a mask helps preserve your freedom because it stops the spread. Well, it helps stop the spread. It doesn't stop it entirely. But along with other things that I've also promoted here, like zinc and vitamin D3 and, you know, testing asymptomatic carriers and things like that, we can stop the spread of this. We can stop it long before there's a vaccine available. In fact, that's the other point here. Not wearing a mask means that you support vaccines. Because if you don't wear a mask, vaccines are the only way that this is ever going to get stopped. And that's only if a vaccine even works, which is highly unlikely. But if you don't wear a mask, you are continuing the spread of this, and you're making the case of the vaccine industry that says the vaccine's the only thing that's going to stop this. So the way to beat the vaccine industry is to stop this pandemic before a vaccine is available, so that on the day they finally have a vaccine available, nobody needs it because we've already beat it. That's why wearing a mask is the true act of resistance or rebellion or freedom or liberty or patriotism, or whatever you want to call it. Wearing a mask is how you preserve your freedom and stop this pandemic. So for those people out there, I'm not wearing a mask. I'm a free American. Okay, be free in your grave then, because you're going to be dead. How free are you when you're dead? Not that free. You're locked in a little coffin box. That's pretty small. If you thought locking down yourself in your apartment or house was bad, wait till you're locked down in a coffin because you're dead, because you refuse to wear a mask. It just makes no sense, you know? Everybody should wear a mask. In fact, everybody should, in my opinion, try to protect their health, boost your immune function, stop smoking. There's a lot of things that people can do right now in addition to wearing a mask. I think we're going to have a whole industry of fashion masks. I think it'd be cool to be part of that industry, actually, but I don't have any expertise in textiles or anything, but I think we're going to see all these cool masks, like American flag masks, and, you know, come and take it masks, like Second Amendment masks, or, you know, other kinds of patterns and designs and things like that. I think it's actually, it's going to be a great opportunity for personal expression. Fashion masks. You can have a mask that says something about who you are. I guess the transgenders can wear a rainbow mask. You know, that's great, as long as they're wearing a mask. I don't care what's on it. As long as it's a mask, then everybody benefits. I would imagine that for years to come, people are going to wear masks on public transit, public places. Maybe eventually the masks will stop being worn in workplaces, although that may take some time. I would imagine people will wear them in workplaces for months to come. But on public transit and public places, people are going to wear masks, which of course begs the question, how do you eat with a mask on in a restaurant? Once the restaurant's open again, you want to go in, you want to eat. So you're going to need a mask with a trap door. Or you're going to need a mask that you can eat through, I suppose. Or maybe people will just drop the mask in the restaurants. Or maybe the whole concept of sit-down restaurants is over for a while. Everybody will just have drive-through food from now on for years to come. I don't know. We'll see how that goes. But I did see a poll recently that most Americans, a high number, I think it was like 80%, said that even if the lockdowns ended, they would not go back to the way things were. They don't want to go out in public. That's going to take a long time to sort of resume. In fact, I think everybody's perception is forever altered for a lifetime. Who will ever forget this? Who will ever trust being in public again, knowing that some insane, deadly, devastating, biological weapon engineered virus could be spreading without the knowledge of anybody in the government, because this was spreading all over the country when the CDC had no clue and Trump didn't realize it and nobody knew? I mean, how do you think we got to over 300,000 infections in the United States? Because nobody knew it was spreading. Well, I should say, some of us knew. Some of us were talking about it, but the officials didn't know because they were incompetent. Or maybe they knew, but they didn't share it with us. They probably knew. They shared it in the secret classified briefing with the senators in late January. That's why those senators started selling stocks, but they didn't tell us, did they? No. So they withheld the information from the public. That seems to be the case. They withheld it from the public. In any case, it's time for everyone to wear masks. And that could just be a bandana that you pull up over your nose and mouth. It could be a mask with a bandana over it. It could be almost anything that just creates a physical barrier so people aren't spraying as they're talking. It's time to do it. America needs to become a nation of mask wearers. It's the ultimate act of resistance against the globalists that want to depopulate the planet and kill off human beings. For that reason, everybody who supports Trump should be wearing masks, not the other way around. So rethink this, folks. It's time to wear masks. Spread this message. Post it on your YouTube channel if you wish. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, pandemic.news and naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.